Sally, welcome to the third hour. That was Psychedelic Sally. That was a 1968 recording with Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Horace Silver piano, Bob Cranshaw on electric bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. And we have Dee Dee Bridgewater, Lou Donaldson, and Dizzy Gillespie with Horace Silver tunes coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one from Pat Metheny. This is a tune called Lonely Woman. It's not the Ornette Coleman Lonely Woman, but it's one that was on one of the first Horace Silver Quintet recordings in the mid-50s. And so this is from an ECM CD called Rejoicing. And Pat Metheny is heard on guitar, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And it's a 1983 recording. And one of the things that's interesting about Pat Metheny is that he is not afraid to play other people's compositions, including Ornette Coleman's and others. Here is Lonely Woman. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited in our show remembering the late Horace Silver. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. We heard Lonely Woman, a Horace Silver composition, played by Pat Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from 1983. We've got Dee Dee Bridgewater and Lou Donaldson coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a station break and a set of two. The first one is a 1956 Horace Silver quintet of Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Horace piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And this is a well-known composition of Horace's called Senior Blues. And then we're going to hear the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band also in the same year, doing Horace Silver's composition, Doodlin'. And this has Marty Flax doing the baritone part. Nice trumpet solo from Dizzy Gillespie and an arrangement by St. Louis and Ernie Wilkins. We heard a set of two Horace Silver compositions. Senior Blues was played by the 1956 Horace Silver Quintet of Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Horace Silver piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Lewis Hayes drums. And then we heard Doodlin', played by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band with Marty Flax on baritone and Dizzy on trumpet, and our own Ernie Wilkins did the arranging in 1956. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on our tribute to the late Horace Silver, which we call Remembering Horace Silver. We've got Dee Dee Bridgewater and a 1958 Newport Jazz Festival live recording with another Horace Silver quintet. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got a set of two featuring Horace Silver. The first one is a Lou Donaldson quartet in 1952 doing a composition of Horace's called Raucous. And Lou is heard on alto with Horace on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And then we're going to hear the well-known Cape Verdean Blues with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Horace Silver on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums in 1965. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's show on Remembering Horace Silver. We heard Raucous by Lou Donaldson on alto, Horace Silver on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Art Taylor on drums in 1952, and then the Cape Verdean Blues by the Horace Silver Quintet with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Horace Silver piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. And the front line was two very forward-looking people at that time in jazz. We've got a station break, and to finish the show, we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is a vocal from Dee Dee Bridgewater doing the Tokyo Blues. She's accompanied by Stefan Belmondo on trumpet, Lionel Belmondo on tenor, Fiera Ellis piano, Hein van de Gaan bass, and Dee Dee Ceccarelli on drums in 1994. And then Tippin from the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958 with the Horace Silver Quintet of Lewis Smith on trumpet, Junior Cook tenor, Horace Silver piano, Gene Taylor bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums.
They were playing bebop and people were drinking up some booze. Well, the music hit me as hard as a case of influenza. I'm so glad because they played the Tokyo Blues. I'll take teriyaki. Please pass me another glass of sake. Japanese people love music and jazz is what they choose. Well, I gotta go now. I'll miss all that good old sukiyaki. I'm so sad because they played the Tokyo.
Yeah.
Walking down the Ginza, I heard someone blowing a cadenza. They were playing bebop, and people were drinking up some booze. Well, the music hit me as hard as a case of influenza. I'm so glad because they played the Tokyo Blues. I'll take teriyaki, please pass me another glass of sake. Japanese people love music and jazz is what they choose. Well, I gotta go now, I'll miss all that good old sukiyaki. I'm so sad, 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 sad.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes Jazz Unlimited's remembrance of the late Horace Silver for tonight. We heard Dee Dee Bridgewater doing the vocal on the Tokyo Blues with a bunch of European musicians in 1994. And then the Horace Silver Quintet of Louis Smith on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor, Horace on piano, Gene Taylor bass, and Louis Hayes on drums was recorded live at Newport in 1958. Please return next week. We're going to redo our 10-part jazz history of St. Louis, which will last the rest of the summer. And if you missed something, you can hear it again. So have a good week, and we will see you then.